the Rokon Show with Anna DeBlantis, live from Queenie Supper Club at the United Center, brought to you by Citgo. Fill up at your locally owned station today. All right. We are here at Queenie's Supper Club. We've been here all day doing... We've been talking about this for weeks, that when we were going to... Next time we were going to be out here, we were going to be at Queenie's. And how the...
And it's lived up to it.
It has. Because now, here's what happened. What happened was... Kevin and I did a little scouting mission a couple weeks ago here.
We weren't invited to.
Research.
Yeah. It was a boys' trip.
You sat at the bar, I'm told.
Violetta got real mad that we were going, that Kevin and I were going on a boy date.
Well, it was the way you snuck out of the building without telling anybody. It was sort of like, where are they going?
So we went. Drinks. Came here, hung out at Queenie's, went to the game, went up to the press box. No important stuff that we can do. Because we're in the media.
I saw it all on Instagram.
So
then you bragged about it on Instagram without telling your coworkers?
Oh, we were documenting the research.
Yes, that's what we were doing. So the most important part is when we came to Queenie's, because we've been hearing about this place, because the Rocky Wirtz, the chairman of the Blackhawks, he just can't keep his mouth shut, that guy. And he just kept talking about this. He goes, you're not going to believe what we're doing. You're not going to believe what we're doing. You're not going to believe what we're doing. And really, the guy who did it was Rocky's son, Danny, who is with us right now. And your father set such a high bar for what this was going to be, set very high expectations, and congratulations because you hit it. This is really great.
It's awesome.
Well, thank you very much. He's obviously the ultimate hype man.
Yes.
Getting everybody excited about Queenie's. But I can't take full credit at all for this, but a huge team effort to get this restaurant off the ground and try to do something different here at the United Center.
Yeah. It is. So, and again, I know we've been talking about it all day, but let's just remind people that this is a full-service supper club. Great restaurant. One of the best rooms I've seen. It reminds me so much of, those great iconic restaurants in Chicago of the 70s, 60s and 70s into the 80s, whether it's, Eli's or Arnie's or Zareen's or places like that. And it's got a big piano bar where you can have a full meal at the piano bar. They have this crazy sort of trick of the light that they do here. So it looks like you're looking at out windows out onto the ice.
Mm-hmm.
They made a wall disappear, and they put these cameras up, and it looks. But it really actually looks, gives you the perspective that you're actually looking out there.
It was because it's an internal restaurant, so it could feel like a cave. So we wanted to create the depth. But I tell you, when the team was building out the plans, I didn't understand what they were trying to do. They said, it's going to be this projection and everything, and then when you see it, it's really, really a cool feature.
I mean, it's freaky. Kevin and I were here, I admit, we had a couple of drinks, but we walked in here, and I look at it, I go, oh my God, this is over the stadium. I had no idea the back of the room was over the stadium, but it is not over the stadium.
Yes.
Oh, this is very like Disney, what's going on in here.
It is. Yeah. Well, there's a warmth and comfort to this place, but and a bit of nostalgia, too. The menu is incredible, but you're transported to another time, and yet you still get to engage yourself in the game, but you don't need a ticket to be here.
Exactly. You can come on any event night, whether it's a Bulls Blackhawk game or even a concert, and enjoy a meal here. And, warmth is a good point, because that's something we really wanted to make sure that this was timeless. It was warm and comforting and a place that was familiar, but also new and fresh. We didn't want it to feel stodgy.
No.
We wanted it to feel very contemporary and cool, but clearly, borrow from some of the nostalgia of the great supper clubs of the Midwest.
The pressure of naming it after Queenie, the matriarch of the Wirtz family, beloved family member who had such an impact on many generations.
Sure.
That's got to be a big deal. I mean, when you name a restaurant after someone like that in your family, you're taking this seriously.
Absolutely.
That's what it tells me.
Absolutely. And actually, we started in the naming process, and we were coming up with a lot of sort of standard generic names for this. And we thought this is meant to be something that should feel like a family restaurant. And the United Center is a family-owned building between, the Bulls and the Blackhawks family. And so we wanted it to convey that, and we went around and around. And, of course, we could have done Arthur, who was really the patriarch of the family. But, look, I mean, there's nothing like the warm embrace of a great-grandmother, when you walk through the door. So we really shifted over to think about Virginia and her role in the history of the West Side and Chicago Stadium, and really anchor off of her nickname of Queenie, and kind of went from there, and it really made a lot more sense to really honor her and her legacy.
I love the press release. You see it, Ro? Virginia was no arm candy. She presided over the Blackhawks games and the role she played with grace and elegance and the involvement she had not only with the team and the old Chicago Stadium, but beyond that as well.
Oh, she was a diehard fan, and a lot of times Arthur, her husband, you know, he'd be dealing with business stuff. He'd be in his office during a game or something.
He actually would rip a guy's head off in the office.
I'm not going to say what he was doing. But
get down and crawl. Yeah. Bark like a dog. Bark like the dog that you are. That's the kind of thing that was happening in Arthur's office.
No comment on that, but yes. I know that Virginia was out watching the game. and she would often be the one hosting everybody, right?
She was, as legend has it, the warmer of the two. Mm-hmm. And very... the Wirtz family has been entertaining Chicago with this franchise, right, for a gazillion years. And the old Chicago Stadium, which is just one of those, it was a magical place.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and when it was being torn down and they were going to do this, I think a lot of fans, including myself, were like, well, are we ever going to have, is it ever going to be as loud? Is it ever going to be as historic? Are you ever going to have that feeling that you would get when you'd walk into the old barn? And the United Center, first time you're in it, you're like, oh my God, you know, it was louder somehow,
and it was just
the great energy, but then all the modern amenities, you know, that I think there was one bathroom in the old Chicago Stadium, just one, I think, with one urinal, as I seem to recall. I mean, it was a great place, but you needed to get into the late 20th century and now the 21st century with this redo here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
my God, the things that you have done internally in this stadium, because the stadium's what, 22 years old now? 23,
yeah, definitely.
Something like that.
Yeah.
The update, they just recently updated the seats. The lighting is totally different. All the electronics around the concourse, and you see things.
Yeah.
And the way, and the, you know, the food has been upgraded. It's really...
The atrium itself.
Yeah. And this new atrium that we're actually sitting in the atrium, because Queenie's has a big portico that overlooks the atrium here. And we're literally at the same eye level as Michael Jordan's basketball in his statue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great... I mean, you'll never get this perspective.
No, and actually the bar, if you're at the bar at Queenie's, you can see out this circular window right at the top of the statue, which is a really cool view when you're here. But you're right. We've invested, you know, a lot over the years, every year, continually, to make sure the building stays up to date and relevant. And things we thought about 20-plus years ago are different today, so we've had to kind of rethink a lot of things and hopefully stay very current and keep the building evolving with the times.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of those great examples of that.
Super cool. And,
it is.
And it's about fan experience. And, you know, your dad was always, you know, from the minute that he took over the franchise, he was in the concourse, shaking people's hands, talking
Absolutely.
To wanting to get feedback from the fans about what they wanted out of the team, but also out of the full experience here. And he delivered it, and you delivered it now. And it's really thank you for what you guys have done. Thank you for, you know, making this such an exciting time in Chicago sports history. And if you could just do something about the winning right now, that would be...
Nope.
We're all on the same page on that. We gave your new coach a pep talk earlier today.
Great.
We gave him a few tips
really?
On things, and we really hope that it helps.
So the first win comes tonight. It's because of you guys.
It's really
exactly
wrong.
Right.
We'll give you full credit for that.
That's Danny, completely 100% credit.
But if they lose, we were never here.
Of course.
Exactly. Yep. Excellent point,
yep.
Judy.
Yep.
I don't remember being here. Do you remember being here?
No. They're not going to lose anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Well, you have some of the greatest, you know, automatic Hall of Famers that are on the ice and people get to see every night, and they will turn this around. It's a great fan experience. And again, now, if people want to, and I haven't quite figured this part out yet, so maybe you can hip us to it. If you make a reservation at the restaurant,
yep,
you don't need a ticket to go to any of the games to be, and you can just make a reservation, you know, for a night that a game is on, but you don't have to have a ticket to the game, right?
Correct. Yep.
Or to a concert, same deal?
Exactly. Check in. Most of the concerts we've been open. If there's an event happening at the United Center, Queenie's will be there for, you know, before the game, before the event, and through the event, and not even afterwards as well. Stopping on your way out, let the traffic die down as well as another whole, you know, experience.
And you can stop and have a drink at the bar if you want to. You want to wait for a cab or
Absolutely.
Something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
So, because I know there's sometimes prohibitions on that, but here it's separate from the stadium, technically.
Yes, for sure, for sure.
And the pro tip, and the window, this window that has a camera that looks out onto the, you know, this projected image
yes.
that looks out on, that's that so people can kind of watch the game while they're sitting here and not have a ticket for it.
It's a pretty far shot, so you're not going to see the pure gameplay like watching on TV, but you do at least get
to feel like you're in the stadium.
Exactly. So it's not a bad experience for not having a ticket.
And that's true for the Bulls, too, right?
It is.
And concerts?
In concerts, I don't know if we've experienced any blackout issues in terms of the concert itself, but, you know.
Right, because some acts may not want that.
Exactly, yeah.
We haven't quite seen something like this before. Is this pretty revolutionary to have that sort of a concept in a stadium?
I haven't seen anything like that, and
no.
I give full credit. You know, we actually worked with a local, you know, restaurant group, Heisler Hospitality. They have Bad Hunter, you had Dan on earlier, you know, Pub Royale, and a lot of really cool bars, and they're extremely creative guys that came up with that idea, and as I said, it didn't make a lot of sense on paper, but it really is a
once
neat
you're
feature.
Here, yeah. You see it. It's wonderful. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man. It's
Thank
really,
you so
it's,
much.
It's every bit. It's and your father really oversold it. Rocky really oversold it. And so I thought, oh, what's really going to be here? And the best part was that Chef Mike kept saying to us, you know, the guy who runs the Food for the United Center.
He's good at keeping secrets, though, because we were trying to pull it out of him.
Right. But he goes, trust me, it's going to be great. And I go, well, that's what Rocky said. And he goes, no. It's really going to be great. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing thing. And Danny,
thank you so
much.
You
know, great job. And I know that your hands are full, too, with, you know, all of this and everything. You know, you've got increased responsibilities here for this and also for the beverage company, and which is now, what, the third or fourth largest in the country?
Yeah, absolutely. We're the third largest and growing.
Yeah. How about that? That is really something.
It's a crazy world and, you know, fastly consolidating, but it's a dynamic space, you know. Mm-hmm. People are still really enjoying wine, spirits, and beer, and, you know, we're in a great business.
And I can't confirm that part.
I have heard that.
We're living it right here.
Yeah. I have heard that is the case, yeah. And especially the, you know, like the bourbons and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have the best selection.
We really
you
have
guys
a wonderful portfolio in Chicago and... you know, from you know, your iconic big brands to, you know, even the smaller craft brands that are local.
There are a couple of things you have specific here. I saw Queenie's Bitters on the menu in some of the drinks. And then Chef Dan was telling us there might be a drink or a beer or something that is just unique to
Yes,
here.
I believe the wine or beer that we have right here is unique. And that's a beer brewed right here in Chicago. We also are featuring the Brandy Old Fashioned, which is a very classic, you know, Wisconsin drink.
Yeah,
love those.
With Argonaut Brandy, which is one of the only places I think you can get in Chicago right now. It's California Brandy. So just some fun little touches like that to make the experience that much better.
Oh, that's awesome. That. The Brandy Old Fashioned is how your hunting partner got the arrow through the leg.
Is that what happened?
That's how that happens in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So that is absolutely true. That's the drink that almost brought the whole state down. Could have been invaded by Canada. Danny, thank you so much for being with
us. Thanks, Danny.
Again,
thank you all.
The Worst family for having us. Appreciate it.